COVID has really taken a toll on parents. There's a recent survey out from Motherly, that's a lifestyle brand, and it found that nearly three quarters of moms say that they feel mentally worse since the pandemic began. And also 97% feel burned out at least some of the time. Well, there's a new wellness company, Johanna, that's looking to give busy families the help they need. They're also trying to help parents juggle the many tasks that they have throughout the day. And for that, we want to bring in the CEO and founder of Johanna. We have Yoki Matsuoka. Yoki, it's great to have you here on Yahoo Finance. This is something I was reading through what your company does, and certainly something that seems appealing to me as a mother. I think I could really benefit from some of the services that you're offering. But just walk us through exactly what Johanna does and how you came up with this idea.
Sure. So Johanna is a new wellness company focusing on helping families prioritize well-being and be able to, you know, be present for each other. Our first offering is called the Johanna Membership. It is a tech-enabled personal assistant serving to design. It is really designed for busy parents to get their mental load off. I really feel that when we talk about well-being, we focus on exercise and eating and sleeping. But I think one of the things that we really have to take care of is that mental load, that feeling of overwhelmness.
Yoki, we should point out to people that Johanna, the wait list is up and running for when it comes to their cities, and that they can sign up if they want to take part in this. But help us understand exactly how it works, because I'm thinking today's technology enables this in ways that very early attempts at this kind of assistance, I think it was Jeeves or, you know, neighborhood concierge, didn't work. How does the technology that you have today work and allow for somebody to get screened and then run the errands for us?
Yeah, so this is a monthly subscription service, and it is launching. Our first offering is launching in Seattle. It is $149 a month, which is about $5 a day. I compare it with a cup of Starbucks coffee a day, to have a partner who you can delegate your everyday things that you have to do. Some examples, tasks that you might delegate to include, you know, I'm a working mom of four. I've got lots and lots of to-dos on my list. Categories that I can think of are, you know, one, mundane things that just pile up. Like, I have four kids worth of haircuts appointments that I have to make constantly. I have to send snacks to my kids' sports, you know, activities. I have to get them from stores, and then those things are a lot of work. Love to get some help getting those things. I don't have to think about what to get. Somebody to just really be able to show up in the right place with the right snacks. Renewing things like driver's license, passports, those things just keep coming. That's sort of the mundane kind of list that I have to do in addition to just being with kids and then, you know, working. Other kind of to-dos that I need to do, but I tend to put off, like preparing for holidays. Halloween's coming up. Kids want to dress up. I always do those things last minute because I wait till, you know, and then I realize like I screwed up this holiday yet again. Those are things that we can really do a better job by being proactive, stay on top of it, and then be a partner to get those things done. And most importantly, the wellness. Wellness things, we don't even put on our to-do list sometimes, right? A date night, we got to go and then, you know, just have some time for ourselves. Meditation retreat. I never even thought about those things. Or finally, even community outreach. I want to be part of the community. I want to, you know, feel the belongingness and then really contributing to society. Those are things that make me feel that wellness. Those are the things that we can also help you achieve.
Okay, I think when we were all listening to the list of everything that parents face a day in and day out, certainly everyone can use a little bit of help. You mentioned that you're launching in Seattle. What does the roadmap look like for your expansion plans? Where do you plan on offering your service next?
Yeah, we of course want to go to every city in, you know, nationwide. We are thinking about going, you know, we have a long list of other cities to go to, and then we look forward to expanding quickly.
As you expand, do you anticipate headwinds from potential clients? Because what you're describing sounds like a godsend. It changes the honey-do list, honey-do this, honey-do that. But I think there might be apprehension. How do you get over the apprehension of some parents to bring someone into their world who's screened and yet is coming into their world?
Yeah, I have been there. You know, I had hesitated to delegate things to someone else of something that I feel is very private. You know, I've been there when, you know, when I have finally decided to hire a cleaner, I couldn't let go. I cleaned first before the cleaner came. And then over time, I stopped picking up slowly. It was a process that I've gone through. I feel that that's a headwind for a lot of families to go over. We want to be there. We want to build that trust. Those assistants that we have, they're going to work with you. We are providing dedicated assistant to each member. And then to make sure that that personal assistant who, you know, that you can start to feel like it's okay. Initially, you might clean up before people come, but over time, you are letting go. And more things will get done.
Yoki Matsuoka, CEO and founder of Yohana. It's a great idea. We wish you all the best. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us here on Yahoo Finance.